God's word is to be feared and obeyed. He is to be served versus our own interest. And this is why God says, the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. This is why he says it to King Saul. Now, here's where we must be very careful with 1 Samuel and all of the Bible. This text in chapter 13 is not here to show us that we should be the opposite of Saul and that we are to stand tall when others scatter and the enemy gathers around us. We must fight against that urge to insert ourselves into the position of the hero. Our place in this story that's unfolding for us are the people hiding out in the caves and the cisterns wondering, what is the king going to do to fix this situation? And as we peer out of our hidey holes, we hear Samuel scold Saul and tell him that he will not have a lasting reign. So this must not be the king that we need. It may be the king that we ask for, but it is definitely not the king that we need. And we know this because Samuel says so right here. But also, if you remember your Old Testament history, you'll remember that Jacob prophesied about his son Judah that the scepter would never leave his throne, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. But Saul is of the tribe of Benjamin, not Judah. So we shouldn't be surprised that Saul is not going to have an everlasting dynasty. So who is the king after God's own heart? We will find out in the days to come that the short-term answer to that question is David. David would be a king after God's own heart. David loved God and obeyed his word. And when the enemy was great, David still trusted the Lord. And when the others backed away from him, he still trusted the Lord. It was never a ritualistic thing with David. But we also see in David just a man who needed to repent of sin and offer sacrifices for his own sin. So we need a greater king than David. And that is what we have in Jesus. Jesus is a king after God's own heart because Jesus is God's own son. And in him, we have a king who is worthy of us to follow him day by day. As you pray today, please remember David Marroquin, our changemaker missionary in Guatemala. And also remember the Tree Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.